But he was different. When I saw him in Hawaii, his eyes were very empty, like they'd seen a lot. And I realized he was jumpy. You know, we went out, we did go to a nice restaurant to go eat, but it was sudden noises. And then I asked him, what do you do when you're, because he lived in landing zones. He wasn't in a base when he was out in the jungles. What do you guys do? And he goes, we play spades. So I said, wait right here. I went downstairs. By then, I'm, of course, 21. I brought my frozen top layer of my wedding cake that we were going to eat. And bought a deck of cards. Bought a half pint of VO because I know that's what he liked to drink. Because I used to ship him stuff on paydays. I used to ship him. I would drive to Terminal Annex, which is in downtown L.A., and ship enough for all of the guys, you know, maybe five or six Playboy magazines. The instant oatmeal had just come on the market, so I would pack I had a girlfriend whose mother worked in a cafeteria, and I would pack the oatmeal in the giant, like, fruit or vegetable cans, seal them, and in there put little bottles of VO for the guys, and American cigarettes, you know, and candy, and other stuff, and then I would mail it. And so one time when he was in the rear, the mailroom came out to see him. He said, who is that person? Because when he got mail called, you know, they would kick out all those cans. He knew that twice a month goodies were coming. You know, I just wanted to give him something to hang on to. I even sent him a Christmas tree.